Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. California is lifting all of its COVID restrictions effective tomorrow, and New York could follow suit sometime this week. It all depends on the vaccination numbers, as Glenn Schuck reports from Midtown this morning. Glenn?
Well, within days, New York State will indeed hit that 70% of adults who've had at least one dose of vaccine, meaning most remaining restrictions will start to be lifted. Capacity restrictions and social distancing will be optional in most places except for mass transit and schools. I spoke with this guy who went out over the weekend for the first time in a long time.
I actually went out to dinner with some old friends that I hadn't seen in, well, I've seen them individually, but we usually get together a couple times a year, and it was just phenomenal just to be out someplace, be able to eat and drink and hang out a little bit and you know, talk. And almost, you know, a year had gone by since we'd done anything like that.
13 New York City parks rec centers will finally reopen today. Masks will still be required. In fact, so are reservations. Slots can be booked on the New York City Parks website. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
There was a mass shooting at a bar in Austin, Texas over the weekend. 14 people were hit. One of them died. That person was originally from around here, as Samantha Liebman reports this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, Douglas Cantor was one of the 14 people shot early Saturday morning in an area popular for its nightlife. He grew up in Airmont in Rockland County, where family friend Karen Daniels remembered the 25-year-old. She spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
I remember Douglas as a wonderful man. Cut down the short of life, he just got his master's.
His brother releasing a statement saying he was visiting Austin from Michigan, where he was rising in the ranks at the Ford Motor Company and was, quote, looking forward to marrying his high school sweetheart of 10 years and starting a family. Sunday, that all came to an end after he succumbed to his injuries.
He had so much living to do.
One person has been arrested. Police still searching for a second suspect. Reporting live, Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
Gunfire around midnight on Nella Street in St. Albans, Queens. Two men were hit. No word yet on their conditions or who shot them. And there was another shooting in Queens around 3 o'clock this morning. This one in Woodside. Two men apparently shot there, too, but no info on them either. Some people took time out of their weekend to cast an early vote in the New York City primary, about 32,000 across the five boroughs. The head of the union representing 4,000 state troopers has come out in favor of Eric Adams, but the union has clarified that Thomas Mungier's remarks do not constitute an official endorsement by the union. They're clarifying that point. Maya Wiley slammed Adams over the weekend for comments in which he seemed to suggest that one teacher could handle hundreds of students during summer school using remote learning. Adams' campaign says he misspoke, that he meant 30 to 40 at a time, not hundreds. The school board in Randolph, New Jersey is apparently tired of controversies over certain holidays like Columbus Day. So from now on, no holidays will be mentioned by name on the school calendar. It'll just say day off, but Italian-American activist Andre Domino sees what they did there.
It's really a disgrace. The fact that they removed all holidays is really an insult to everyone.
We talked to CBS, too. The school board had earlier tried to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day, but when that move was protested at last week's school board meeting, the board voted unanimously just to get rid of all the holiday designations altogether. A stolen poodle has been recovered in Brooklyn. Luna, a 9-year-old toy poodle, was the victim of a carjacking earlier this month. Cops say the carjacker physically removed Luna's 73-year-old owner from the car and drove off with the aforementioned poodle. Cops found the car in Williamsburg last week, but no Luna. Then a man was spotted dragging Luna down Utica Avenue near Linden Boulevard. Another man who had seen a report about Luna confronted that man, the man who was dragging her, and he grabbed Luna's leash away. He then reached out to Luna's family, and now Luna is back home in Mill Basin. Cops are still looking for the carjacker/poodlejacker. Well, the timing on this is not great. The Nets have just lost another star player to injury. Mark Rene with more on that this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, Brooklyn's big three was down to just one again after Kyrie Irving went down middle of the second quarter Sunday with a sprained right ankle and did not return. And try as Kevin Durant might, his team high 28 points were not enough as Jeff Green and company lost Game 4 in Milwaukee 107-96.
It's always deflating when one of our guys go down, but you know, like we always have been through the year, it's next man up. And, you know, they went on a run, and we just couldn't bounce back.
So the series now tied at two games apiece, heading back to Barclays Center for tomorrow night's Game 5, while the Nets sweat out further tests on Kyrie's ankle and hope that maybe James Harden can come back from his injured hamstring. Mark Rene, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.